he'd rather be a lion for a day than a sheep for 100 years. So said the Donald, quoting Mussolini the other day. But he may be a sitting duck if the intra-party adversaries have their way. They're bent on Rubio, even Cruz will do, but Trump, the outsider, makes DC hacks very nervous. That's why Trump's on the warpath to destroy both Rubio and Cruz, anticipating an open Republican convention.
Rubio, total lightweight, and little mouth on him, bing, bing, bing. I see him starting to sweat. Thank God he has really large ears, the biggest ears I've ever seen, because they were protecting him.
I think Ted's a very unstable guy. I have never, ever met a person that lies more than Ted Cruz. He doesn't even have the right to serve as president or even run as president. He was born in Canada. So I will bring that lawsuit if he doesn't apologize.
Name calling can wound, but falling short of delegates can kill you. That's the stew Trump's in, and that makes him very nervous. He needs 1,237 pledged delegates to win the first ballot at the convention. He's three quarters away from that magic number, and there's more primaries on the way. Trump was the leader of Super Tuesday, but was not the winner. Cruz took Texas and got the delegates Trump needed to tighten his path to the nomination. Even if Trump wins Florida and Ohio, he'll still be short of the delegates he needs. Looks like come July, the convention will decide. Any delegates Trump brings with him could be pressured to vote against him on a second ballot. If Adelson, Singer, and Braman are in the back room making deals, they could put Trump out to pasture. Adding to the farce, Republican Jewish neocons like Crystal and Kagan have threatened to break ranks, join the Democrat warhawks, and back Clinton over Trump.
If a different person were frontrunner, a quote, normal candidate, there would be a coalescing of the party behind the frontrunner.
Right.
There isn't this time. That's not because people are blind. It's because people don't want to coalesce behind Donald Trump because they don't think he's an appropriate nominee for the party.
As you talk more and more to Republicans who want to stop Donald Trump, who will say to you, either privately or sometimes publicly, they would rather vote for Hillary Clinton than vote for Donald Trump, and the people who are going to try to stop him, their position is it would be better for us
to lose the election than to have
Donald Trump tear the party in half.
Yeah, I agree.
So here's the problem.
Proof positive that neocon Jews will do what's good for the tribe and switch parties without even blinking. And even more proof that their game all along was to infiltrate the grand old party with a policy of Jewish imperialism. But Trump could spoil the party. He could pull a Ross Perot.
I am watching television, and I am seeing ad after ad put in by the establishment.
I understand.
Knocking the hell out of me. And it's really unfair. I want to tell you something. But if I leave, if I go, regardless of independent, which I may do, I mean, may not. But if I go, I will tell you, these millions of people that joined, they polled them. They're all coming with me.
Doesn't matter. The boys on Capitol Hill want one of their own. If it's not Rubio or Cruz, even Hillary will do.